Hi everyone, this is Michelle from Those Who Travel Meet Themselves. I am your host, and today we're chatting to Nozipho Nkosi about hiking. This is the podcast that talks about the connection between humans and the things that make their travel memorable and exciting. Nozipho, thank you so much for joining us today. If you could please just share with us who you are, why
Well,
hiking?
as you have mentioned, my name and surname are Nozipho Nkosi. By birth, I'm from Newcastle, a small town in the northern Natal, but I live and work in Pietermaritzburg. I'm middle-aged, unmarried, no children. And you just asked me why hiking. Naturally, I'm a very active person. I have explored in different sporting codes with so much joy. But I think hiking is, whilst you are getting active, you are also relaxing. It sounds quite contradicting, but that's how it is. It can be so relaxing because you'd be surrounded by just all the natural things. And it's something that I started doing it, if I think about it, really from childhood, because we grew up in a farm. So there would be goats.
Well, lots of walking.
Yes, there would be cattle and goats and some other livestock that would just go missing when livestock is being collected in when the sun sets, and we would realize that maybe so many goats are not there, or this and that cattle are not there, and we would then just go looking for those. And I, every time I go back to those memories, I remember that most of my cousins would want to be in the, because my uncle would normally split us into different groups so that it's easier to find this thing. And those days, when I recall those, when the memories that go back to that time and period of my life, I remember that some of my cousins would insist on being on my team because I just had this like an inborn thing in the forest and trails. I would somehow find our way back without a hassle. I somehow would have, like, I would know that this is how we went without even a trail forming on the grass, you know, if it's tall grass, or without even looking at the foot traps. I just had a way of getting us back safely. And as a result, my cousins would argue with my uncle that they want to be in this group where I was, because sometimes it would go dark out when we're out there looking, you know. So every time I talk about my hiking life, I just go back that it's been there. It was just not explored, I think. It's just that now it's become formal because I've somehow formalized it. You know, it's no longer like my running. I've been running for how long? Was way back then, and doing other sporting clothes, as I say. But I really didn't think that I was hiking, but I was actually hiking because I did a lot of that on my own, you know, at home, over the years of even career growth. Yeah, basically that's me. But
So essentially,
yes, sorry.
your cousins wanted your internal GPS, because if you have a knack for finding your way through the woods, that is a blessing, because when you've gotten lost, the one thing you want is to be able to get yourself back to safety.
Exactly.
So,
Exactly.
yeah. So that is an amazing innate talent that you
Which I
have,
didn't realize I had.
and a connection. Absolutely. I mean, some people, if they were involved in searching for animals in the manner in which you were involved, might say, "I never want to be in the mountains ever again. It just reminds me of my childhood, you know?" So they almost reflect on it as a bad memory than a something that they could learn from.
Yeah, it was an experience.
So I find it interesting that for you it is in reflection, it's something that you look at as, you know, something that was worthwhile and insight to your own
Actually,
personality.
I do, and it's just one of those things that you don't realize that it's actually an inborn gift. At the time, I don't even think I looked at it that way, because now when I look back, I realize that even adults at home, when such happened, when an animal was missing, they would insist that I go with them. But clearly, older people would have a way of realizing that she's got something that the other ones don't have. And only now do I realize that, oh, they must have realized that this gift, which I'm only realizing now in my in this age of my life. So it was quite an interesting, and it's made actually the hiking now. It's those memories that have made my hiking now even more interesting. It's like every time I go into a hike, I go with the mindset of, I wonder what I'll learn about myself this time. So quite interesting.
Wonderful. Which is rather amazing because, you know, if you think about it, it is an opportunity to learn about yourself. I mean, that's why we say those who travel meet themselves, because every time you travel to a new place, where you are encountering, whether it's a different space, different people, you learn something
That's
about
true.
yourself. So
That is.
the fact that this now has become a point of getting to know yourself better, I think is such a
Very
beautiful
beautiful,
thing.
Michelle. True. Very, very beautiful. And I'm grateful. I'm grateful I attempted this, or maybe not really attempted, because I was in it, maybe explored. I'm grateful I allowed myself to explore and spend on it. Actually, it's a good thing.
So when you go hiking, do you normally go hiking alone by yourself, or do you hike with other people? Because as you said, you know, you have an internal GPS, so I'm sure some people have already picked up and want to go hiking with
Actually,
you.
because I'm a regular, I hike by myself regularly, like every week. In fact, every week I hike by myself. But I also hike in groups, different types of groups, local groups, national groups, people from all around the country, and I've been in a couple with international people, a group with intern with people from all kinds of countries. So yeah, I do solo hikes and I do group hikes, but I enjoy both equally.
Fantastic, because some people don't enjoy groups and some people, you know, can't go by themselves. And in terms of safety, do you feel safe hiking by yourself? How do you ensure your safety when you are
You know,
hiking?
Michelle, I'll be honest with you. A lot of things that we become, I don't know if I should say that, or a lot of experiences that we have now as adults will be very much always, if not often, be affected by our childhood. So I think my growing up in a farm with all those farm experiences, I am not afraid of hiking alone. Like, I'm not. And a lot of people just cannot get it, but I'm not, because we had to walk quite a distance to fetch the water, to fetch the kettle. It wasn't always in the company of my cousins, and it wasn't like a clear farm. There were trees, there were forests, even you had to cross rivers. So I think that experience has shaped who I am and the hiker in me. And I am not afraid. I don't know. Well, I know that a lot of people really are sort of like very skeptical, but about me hiking by myself. But not that I'm careless, Michelle. Don't mistake my statement. But I'm just saying, I'm in my hiking alone, in my solo hikes, I'm careful. I take all the necessary precautions, but I'm not like the kind of person who would say, "Oh, I haven't done anything because I have nobody to hike with." No. I know and the other thing also maybe that I should mention is I don't mind doing the same hike 100 times, as long as I know that I just want to hike. I can go back to that same trail, same hiking trail, if it's a hiking trail that's, sort of like guaranteed safe for a person hiking alone. I won't mind doing that hike 100 times, because every time I go hiking, I come back very refreshed. So I would be needing that refreshment. That is why I don't mind doing the same hikes I've done before, if it means I must be alone and that's the only place that I can be safe in, hiking alone. I don't know if that makes any sense to you.
No, it makes a whole lot of sense. It makes a whole lot of sense because also, within different hiking groups, a lot of people put out information with regards to the area. So you know which areas are safe and which areas aren't. And also, if someone knows that you've gone hiking, then they know which area you went to. So I always say, as long as someone knows where you went to, so that it's the last point of reference, when a person leaves and you say, "Yes, she left this morning and she went hiking," then that's where this person went. It gives you a point to start from if you need to search for a person. But as you say, you are essentially one with nature. There's something about hiking that allows you to be at ease with nature and for nature to be at ease with you. So there's no need to be fearful. I mean, we shouldn't be fearful in the
Beautiful. But
first
I'm so
place.
glad that you mentioned the part about letting someone know. I always do that. That's very important, Michelle. Somebody has to know where you went to.
Absolutely. It's more about, for instance, if you, I saw recently that a woman had gone hiking in Magaliesburg and she had broken her ankle and she had to be airlifted out of there. So by the time they airlifted her out, it was quite late. So again, it becomes a situation of if you are by yourself and you find yourself in such a situation, what you need to have a
True
contingency
that.
plan in your head so that a person knows if you don't have connectivity, like cell phone connectivity, then you can a person who you're supposed to check in with by a certain time will remember that, "Hold on, no, Zipra
True.
hasn't checked in with me. This is odd. She never does that." So, and then becomes the alert for in the event that you
That's
are
wonderful.
incapacitated, because it's not often that you would get incapacitated. And as you say, it sounds like when you are hiking, you are very mindful of yourself. And so when you are mindful in your experience, the chances of you actually encountering harm or even harming yourself are less, because mindfulness means you are fully
Doing.
present in what you are
Yes,
doing.
thank you. Yes, exactly as you put it.
Yes. And so that becomes one saving grace. I think the big thing is that often with all these distractions that we have, such as our phones and all of that, is that's when we're most likely to actually get injured, is between the selfie and, trying to do several
Yeah.
things in one go.
Actually, talking about
Being in
mindfulness, whilst
nature
you
has
are
been.
in that subject of mindfulness, as part of my solo hikes, but I do it even in my group hikes, because I would often in those group hikes, just all of us actually, you just want your moment, and you would have your music on your ears and full blast, and you're just walking. But I often do it when I'm doing my solo dance. When a song comes in that I want to dance to, I literally stop, put my bag down, and dance all the way to the end of the song, then get my bag and go again. So that's just how mindful I would be in what I'm doing. Yeah, even mindful to a particular song, dance to it all the way down and then carry on.
Yeah,
One
absolutely. What is
spot
5 minutes to enjoy the music? I think that's the big thing one needs to learn is, your 5 minutes in comparison to getting injured and the recovery from an injury. And being unable to do what you enjoy is well with the 5 minutes spent just dancing
Yeah,
on the spot,
right
right?
on the spot. Yeah.
So, to date, what has been your most memorable
It was a
hike?
hike that was in Lesotho last year, which is an annual hike, which it's an annual hike, but it was my first time, my first experience in that particular hike. It's actually a very long hike. It's like 117 kilometers over 3 days, where the second day is the hardest, and it's very hard. It actually separates men from boys, day two. And not just it wasn't just the length of that hike that was most memorable and fascinating. It's perhaps the longest I've ever done. But it was also because on that particular hike, I was going to be meeting a friend of mine I had not seen in 20 years. So I sort of challenged her into coming with me, and she just grabbed it with both hands. And so we went through the 3 days. We had enough to talk about. It was just one of those memorable moments. And yeah, it remains the highlight of all my hikes experience. It was my first time also spending so much time in Lesotho and learning so much about the Basotho people. And even the actual hike, wow, the history of it's actually it was established based on a historical experience, which was very painful to the Basotho people. But the celebration now in the form of that hike is just amazing. It's amazing how one cultural experience can bring the entire nation, in even the neighboring nations like us, were from here. There were people from Botswana, you name it, Tanzania. It was a combination of different culture, different people celebrating this experience, which was once painful, but now it is. It was a very great experience, and yes, it does remain the highlight of all my hikes.
That really sounds memorable. What is
It's
the
called
name of the hike?
Mushweshwe Walk. It's over 3 days. It's, as I said, about 170.
And you said day two
Oh,
separates the boys from the men, and I take it you made it through day
I made it through day two,
two.
and even as I go back in my head to that day, I always think to myself that was so risky of me to do that, but I would do it again. And actually, when I came back from that, it was in March last year. When I came back from that hike, I vowed to myself that I'm going to go back there for that hike every year. And unfortunately, well, the COVID then happened, and I haven't been able to live up to my promise. But when it's lifted, you can be sure I'll be the first on the list of those people going there.
Absolutely. I think it's always good to find something that challenges us, but also
Yes,
fulfills us. So I think it's a worthwhile thing to actually want to go back to. It sounds like it was lots of fun, and I would be so excited meeting people from so many different areas. So and then, in terms of preparing for your hikes, do you need a lot of equipment? What do you, what does hiking entail?
I think every hiking experience varies from another, but I think from my own experience, because when I started hiking, what I thought I would not do is to buy everything that is called a hiking equipment. I said to myself, and that's what I've been doing. So I've been gathering as I go. So every time when I'm going to go to a hike, I would first check that what are the trends in this hike. And then I would use those to guide my what do I take with me to that hike. You know what I mean? So basically, I'm not at a point where I can say, and I
Totally
don't
understand.
even think any hiker can say that they have everything that a hiker needs. But that's how I've gathered my equipment. I or replaced some that has sort of like worn out. I go by the trends of that hike. Or the other thing that happens in hiking, you would repeat a hike, even longer hikes, not just these ones that I was talking about, the daily hikes that I go on usually on my own, but even the group hikes. Some hikes are so good you want to go back. Like the Eastern Cape, you know, the Wild Coast, the whole experience there is such that you want more of it. And so hikes for me, that's how I've gathered, and that's how I've gathered my hiking equipment, and that's what I've used to guide my hiking experience. In some, I would go without a certain or a specific thing, and after that hike, I would realize that, you know what, this is very important for a hiker, like gaiters. It's called gaiters, some say are gaiters. Those things you put on the legs there. Some hikes they demand you have that, and so you know it's little things that you somebody else would have those things without fail in their bag. I know that I went through my first hikes without those things, but as I went on, I realized that no, some hikes really demand that you have those things. So different things, and I would say even different strokes for different folks. Somebody else believes in getting what would be called everything, every equipment for a hiker before they begin to even explore in this whole hiking thing. I'm quite careful because I'm also guided by my budget. Some of these things can be very expensive, Michelle.
I think having a budget is very important, and you have to look at that, because I saw that in one of the groups, they were asking in terms of what's the best shoes to buy, depending on your budget. And so I think these are important because, you know, walking should be seen as a way to get into hiking. So, but once you start hiking, it does differentiate from walking depending on the terrain that you are facing.
That is so true.
So then in gathering, you know, as you're saying, you know, you start off with the walking, then you start adding intensity and different terrain, and then you have to start looking at, okay, the next terrain, what does it require? So just as you were saying that, then sometimes you learn from the hikes that you go on, and then you add equipment. It gives you time to budget before you go on that hike again, where you will need that kind
That's
of equipment.
That's very true.
So I think it's quite insightful what you're sharing with us, because often sometimes people are just stopped by the idea of what equipment they will need. And then it's just like, oh, well, clearly this is not for me. But I don't think anything is not for anyone. I think you just have to plan things.
Yeah, that is very true. Right there, you have to plan things. You have to plan your budget as well. And the truth is, as I'm saying, honestly, it's not everything that you need. And some of the things, as I say, they are expensive. So you buy these things and then you stack them up in the house because you haven't gotten to a point of using them, because the heights that you are doing at the moment just don't require them. And the other thing is, I feel like we also put ourselves under unnecessary pressure. The main thing here is to have fun. You think about it. If you go back, as I'm saying, as a child, that was hiking. Do you think I had all the gadgets? No.
No, you didn't. You certainly did not have all the gadgets.
But did I not have fun? I so did. So that's the thing. Priorities, yeah. What do you want to get out of it? If it's fun, even with the very little hike. I remember my very first formal hike. I said I bought nothing, Michelle. I went with what I had from running and every other thing, because I have enough and sufficient clothing, sports clothes, which are relevant for all weather conditions. I just said, I'll use everything that I've got. I bought nothing. But guess what? It's probably one of the best hikes I went to, with running shoes. So, and then after that, I made the decision that I'm now beginning to start to buy these things as some kind of like investment, because you know what, you have the relevant shoes, it's all money and not small money. But I'm just saying, for every person, if fun is the ultimate goal, you won't go wrong. Everything else is secondary.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I totally agree with you. And so one of our last questions now, before we let you go, you are in terms of your employment, you work with mental health, and you're definitely an ambassador for mental health. And so as a hiker, how do you think that this plays out in terms of assisting people with their mental health? Thinking of everything that we've gone through with Corona, I've seen that it seems more people are starting to hike. It might be just what I'm seeing on Facebook because that's where I'm seeing more people talking about hiking. But as a practitioner yourself, how does hiking, over and above what you've shared with us, assist with mental health?
You know what, Michelle, from hiking, there's so much that you learn. I suppose now with the COVID, with all of us have been challenged to think broadly in terms of what else can we do to keep ourselves active without going to the gym. And hiking is suddenly just there on top of everybody's list, and it's something that most people are exploring. One thing that maybe not one thing, a couple of things that I can mention in relation to mental health are that number one, hiking, if you think about it, it's very it can be an activity that the whole family can participate in without spending a lot of money. So if that is why it's somehow suddenly, especially with the COVID, it's coming tops, it's because it can accommodate the entire family. If you look at where we are now with the pandemic, most community centers and facilities that would otherwise accommodate teenagers and other different ages within a context of a family cannot accommodate those people because of the limitations in terms of how many people can be in the same place at the same time. But you find that hiking is accommodative of from breastfeeding age to an elderly person at the same time. So the family gets to spend time together. The family gets to also engage in different physical activities at the same time. So can you see the mental health there? There is interaction of the entire family in one place. That's very healthy if you look at it from a psychological perspective. Secondly, if you look at
Absolutely.
it from an individual perspective, nature on its own is very calming. It has a calming effect because you are right there for a moment. So I spoke to you earlier about mindfulness. If you are there outside there, especially if you are, because when you hike, there's a time for music. There's just a time also where you're just not playing music. You're just walking and enjoying the whole silence around you. That whole mindfulness as well can be very therapeutic. You can hear a bird sing. You allow your mind to focus on that. You can literally hear wind blow. In a sense, like get the frequency of the wind blowing. That can be very relaxing. It beats many tablets that you can be prescribed for to calm you down. So those are all the effects of hiking. And then the other side of hiking can also get to a point where it can be dangerous. There can be such a hard points of your hikes, like whether it's steep or whatever, maybe a thicket that you have to go through where you physically feel, I can't do this. So another area, especially for me, which I've realized through this is the power of determination. If you already are a determined person, it's encouraged, it's enhanced. If you are an easily discouraged person, then determination gets born there because you have to get out of the thicket. Your mind works out. You realize even the power of your mind that actually my mind can override what my body says. So when my body fails, my mind takes over. Those are all mental issues that, as much as you experience that out there, once you have experienced and conquered and were taught by your mind that, you know what, I can do better than what my body can do. When you are able to apply those skills that you learned out there in the world back even in your own career. You know, those little goals in the office that you set for yourself. You are, if you've learned to be determined to go beyond anything that now looks like a hurdle, you just somehow become a new person who is quite determined. So a power of determination is born. You learn about mindfulness, that focus on what is up in front of you, then the whole nine yards, and deal with what is in front of you. Be mindful. That alone eliminates a lot of things that can be otherwise stressful. So, yeah, those are the benefits of the mental health side of
I
things.
think, yeah, that's a lot. And it's wonderful that a whole family can participate to get together. As you said, from breastfeeding age. And I've seen some friends as well who hike with their little baby.
Yeah.
And it's wonderful to see that they've made it a habit to have her in nature. So yes, she falls asleep and all of that, but they have the carrier for her to fall asleep and everything, and also to keep the sun away from her face. But I think it's a wonderful experience for a little child to be able to be out in nature and to experience this with her parents. So it just
Definitely.
shows you what you're saying is that really it is the one of these sports that allows everybody to participate. As long as you can, you have the ability to walk, then why not?
Why not? Why
So,
not, Isha?
yeah, absolutely. No, Zipo, thank you so much for your time and for sharing this wealth of experience with us. We hope that we can chat to you again after, maybe after you've gone for your next Mshweshwe walk, and that ex so. For those who have thought about hiking and are looking at it but not quite sure, I hope that everything Nozipa has shared with you today will allow you to really give it some good thought and finally put it into action so that you can experience the joy that she's experienced in nature. Nozipa, if there's anything else you'd like to share with our audience?
No, not at this stage. Thank you so much. Thanks, Michelle.
Except for them to go out there and start hiking, right?
Go by all means. The nature awaits.
As you heard, nature awaits. Thank you so much, Nazipa, for joining us. And to everybody else, I hope you enjoy this podcast and tune in again next week. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Michelle.